All right, Corey Vincent here, Video Game Bang, NerdReactor.com. You know the drill. San Diego Comic-Con, day two recap. I am joined here by my co-host, good friend Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody.
And the man, the myth, the legend, the real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
And where are we right now? We are not, last time we recorded, we were at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Now we're at the Marriott.
The Marriott, the fanciest hotel in San Diego. $930 a night.
And you got a room,
right? We
snuck
our way in to the room.
Wow.
Sponsored by Marriott, everybody.
No, not even in the closest.
Do we know anybody that got a room?
Doom Kitty's staying here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On the house?
Probably.
Okay.
So we are going to recap our experiences thus far. Last you heard, we did our day one summary. This is day numero dos. Starting with me, the first appointment I had was with Capcom. So I went to the Capcom booth. I was there early, got to get in line, and I did pick up one of the hot items that I had on my wish list, which was the Hot Ryu Funko Pop.
I think it's weird that we're calling it the Hot Ryu Funko Pop. I mean, it just, I'm uncomfortable with that. I'm not homophobic, but I'm uncomfortable with that.
It sounds a little homophobic.
It does
sound very homophobic, Webb. Is there something you need to talk out here? But to be fair, I mean, it says it on the box.
It says Hot Ryu.
Hot Ryu. The community has dubbed that Hot Ryu.
I didn't know they marketed it that way. Did they do that in the game, too?
Technically, they market it as Hot Ryu.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know.
Elitists. Understandable.
The other thing I got was like a I got the Capcom mystery bag. So $65 for just a grab bag of Capcom things. And I actually felt like I got my money's worth. Like, it included the statue that comes from the Street Fighter V collector's bundle. Included two t-shirts, a bunch of little doodads and knickknacks, like an art book from all the Street Fighter V characters that has, like, their Tinder profiles. Like, remember Tekken would do it? It'd be like, blood type. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. A whole bunch of unnecessary information about a fighter, yeah.
Yeah, it had all that stuff in it, and so it's pretty awesome. I love that. But getting to the VR part, it was the kitchen demo.
Really?
Have you seen this one?
No.
So basically you're in a kitchen. It was done with the PlayStation VR. My first experience with that, very good.
Okay.
So the fit on it was comfortable. I could see everything perfectly. I'm sitting in a room bound. So like I'm holding the controller, and if I lift the controller up, I can see my hands.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's using the motion controls.
Were they the balls? Did you have those?
No,
the little stick balls?
Just
the actual controller.
The actual controller.
Okay.
Just two hands on the controller, not plugged to anything else. And if I lift up, my hands are bound. So it feels like if I have my hands on the controller, they're really
bound.
Your
hands are bound.
There was a tripod with a camera staring me in the face. And you use your hands to knock it over. And it wakes up this guy who's laying on the floor unconscious. And he gets up, finds like a knife. And like this whole thing looks incredible. Like, I'm looking around. I stick my hands out so he can untie them. He gets them halfway off, and then from the shadows up comes this, like, zombie chick. And she has a machete, and she impales him in front of my face and, like, just gets in my face.
I was going to say, somebody spit in your face right there for the blood effect.
And I'm terrified at this point. Like, I have the controller. I'm actually physically leaning back, like,
wow.
Holy shit, she's going to kill me. And as she stabs me in the leg. My homeboy gets back up and gives her a good fight, and they kind of go off down the hallway.
Dance off away.
They fight down a hallway. I'm like looking around, trying to like see if I can get the knife. Like I don't know what to do at this point. Like I'm in this game. I'm so like.
You never tried to swing at the girl when she was in your face?
I
two hand knock. You knocked over a camera, but you can't knock over that zombie woman.
Maybe I need to try it again. Maybe game over. You win. Why didn't anyone try that?
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, Capcom's like, the fuck, what are you doing?
Hey, you said I could do whatever I want, so.
After there's some wrestling around in the other room, a head just comes rolling into the room, and it's the guy.
Oh.
Decapitated. And there's this, like, things. Like, I'm wearing some sweet surround sound headphones, so I hear, like, rattling going on in the other rooms. It's got my full attention. Like, my head's on a swivel. I'm audibly cursing when stuff is happening. And then the very end, these hands come from behind, do like the peekaboo thing.
Uh-huh.
But and then this bitch, demon girl,
wow,
comes from over me. Terrifying. That was the end of it.
What the hell?
That was it. The kitchen VR demo is legitimate. I cannot wait Resident Evil 7.
That's all they showed, though. Because I know there's a demo at home right now where you kind of walk through the house and everything like that. But was it the same? It's the exact same cabin, or?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
You haven't played a demo?
This was just one little kitchen area, like a story played out in front of me. I know, Webb, was it yesterday you got to have a VR experience too?
No, it was day one. I had a VR experience with Suicide Squad.
Okay, so we talked about it. And me and Aaron, we've talked about like maybe movies going into first person. That's what Webb got to see. He got to see a scene from Suicide Squad as Margot Robbie's character.
Really?
Yeah, so I saw two different versions. I saw one version where I was just there. I was a fly on the wall. It was the scene from the trailer where they're in the office building.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the whole scene play out. And it was dope because I'm sitting there and I'm turning my head and I could see things going behind me. I could track characters as they're running through. And then it stopped, one of the producers talked for a minute. And then it replayed, like, without the special effects, but as Harley Quinn. And I'm running through. I have a bat in one hand. I have a revolver in the other hand. And I'm running through and, like, smacking whatever it is that they're fighting. Some sort of, like, black, creepy people.
That's interesting.
It was interesting. But also what is even more interesting is I'm sitting there. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be basically a floating head. Yeah, I have these in front of me. So I look down. Nope.
You got the boobs, huh? Awesome. Yep. So they must have strapped it on her head for one scene and told her to run and
do
all
this. You
can
hear her breathing, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little creepy there.
Yep.
Said I was half chub the whole time, huh? I like that idea only because when we talked about it on a panel, what was it, last year or something like that?
Yeah.
It causes a fan or a viewer to go back and see the movie multiple times because you could have missed something if you didn't look in the right direction.
Well, and the cool thing, too, is, like, this was Samsung, like, the Gear VR. So I was looking on it on a Note, on a Galaxy Note. So that was the amazing thing is it looked awesome with the Gear VR, which, you know, I mean, you and I, Aaron, we both have Gear
VRs. Yeah, we got
VRs, the VR, yeah. And it's good quality, but when it's, you know, when it's said and done, it's not, for $100, you're not going to beat the Oculus.
Yeah,
you're not
going
to beat the HTC Vive. This was good.
It was pretty good.
I forgot I was on the VR. I was on the Gear.
So they let you use your phone, or?
No, it was the phone that's there.
Okay.
Yeah. I did get some sweet, like a sweet sticker to go over my VR.
Nice.
And Mark from Nerd Reactor, he was with me, and he goes, oh, that's dope. I want to get one. He has an iPhone. So he goes up. He goes, can I get one of those stickers? And she goes, are you a Galaxy owner? His mistake was he hesitated. And then he goes, yeah. She goes, let me see your phone. And he goes to reach for his pocket. He's, never mind. I have an iPhone. And he just walks off.
The next thing I got to do after the VR experience was fitting. We went to the panel room and actually watched the Resident Evil 20th anniversary panel.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. I mean, they really kept a lot of stuff under lockdown. You know, it's not like they made any major announcements. The whole first section was just them announcing, like, all the remakes and all the basically ran 1 through 6, how you can currently buy the games with all the content everywhere.
So it's just, like, HD stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was pretty awesome to realize that this thing's been going on for 20 years. Like, Resident Evil has been around forever and gone through many iterations. Like, when they showed the first scene of the zombie turning around from that first game, it was pretty,
old,
like,
school.
Yeah, it gave me the feels. Like, it gave me the feels.
It has it. Did you cheer up a little bit?
I teared up just a little bit.
It hasn't been scary since. But now, I mean, with what you said and when we saw the E3,
I don't know what you guys were playing when you guys were using the Samsung VR that scared people.
Sisters, yeah, that was creepy as fuck.
Yeah, but the graphics weren't, like, crazy.
I don't even care. I have a doll. I see two dolls. Light go out. There's one doll. I'm scared.
Yeah.
That, I feel like, I don't know what you saw, but there's no way it could have compared to the Resident Evil.
Sure, was it? Just based on your description, I'm shaking.
Was it the full gray overtone?
No, it was just like I was in the game.
It's like
I was in a Resident Evil game because the graphics from the Resident, I mean, it was a good looking Resident Evil game, but I was in it. They haven't, I didn't recognize the other character, you know, so the dude who got his head ripped off.
I don't think anybody's recognized these characters just yet. I think they're all brand new. I think everything is fresh and they're like, nobody, you don't get it.
get any backstory. You just get random people, and they're giving it to you.
Webb, what did you do yesterday? What was your big appointment?
So my day two, it was pretty short. I was supposed to have two things on the docket. First was Archer. I got a round table with the Archer, the whole crew, and some of the producers. That was awesome. That was actually really cool. My favorite, it's a cliche, but it was my favorite, was John Benjamin and Aisha Tyler. They were with us. And their rapport with each other in real life is basically the rapport that they have on the show as their characters.
Awesome.
Like, just the banter back and forth. It was hilarious. It was awesome.
What type of questions did you go for?
And they use their real voices, too. So, like, it was probably like you got to see, like, some, like, IRL Archer.
Yeah, I did. And it was really weird because you look at John Benjamin's picture and you go, wait, that's Archer?
Oh, no,
he looks nothing.
Yeah.
All of the other characters look like themselves, like look like the actors except for Archer. But then he talked. I was like, holy shit, I'm sitting in front of Archer right now. And we even got him to do a picture where, like, you know, in the show he takes a drink and he holds up the finger. Yeah, we got him to do that.
Nice.
And Aisha's just staring at him like, you douchebag. Like... It was great.
What type of questions, though, were, like, asked?
I didn't ask any because I was too busy trying not to look like a blundering idiot because that was the one that I was actually really excited for.
That's terrible.
But, no, we were asking a lot of Season 8 questions, like what's going to happen at Season 8, and I'm behind.
Uh-oh.
So I didn't have – and that was another reason why I didn't have any questions because I'm behind. So I didn't have any – like that was the pressing question. They have that under lock and key. Like, hardcore. But one of the things that they did let slip was that Season 8 is going to be drastically different from anything they've ever done. And we asked, like, Season 6 different? Because Season 6 is when they became, like, drug cartel.
Cocaine.
He said, yeah, it's going to be that much of a switch, but way more different.
Did they let you record anything?
Yeah. We got some voice.
Voices? Okay.
We're just recording
the actual interview.
My big question was, if it's going to be so different, is Mallory switching from martinis? And they said that they only have Mallory drawn with a martini. So if they switch it, they have to redraw Mallory 100%.
That sucks.
So, yeah. I don't know if that was a joke or not, but I did learn that the Yucky Bates, the guy who plays Krieger,
yeah,
the voice is Krieger. The actor, he is actually the model for Ray's character. When they drew Ray, they used him as the
model.
Which, once he said it, I was like, I can see that. But he acts 100% like Krieger. He is. If he had access to the stuff that Krieger had access to, we would all be screwed.
That's terrible.
And then lastly, my day was supposed to end with a panel with the Art Directors Guild or Art Illustrators Guild for DC, Marvel. They worked on shows. They worked on movies, comic books, kind of like the whole nine yards. But it got moved. The panel got moved up to the same time as Archer. So by the time I got there, they were about 15 minutes until it was over. So I missed that. So my day two was Archer. And that was it.
Damn.
There's a lot of day two.
Well, it's always different, too, when you really are a fan of the product that you're getting to interview. Like, I've done some where I'm like, I mean, I respect it. I hear it's a great show and, you know, everything's great. But when you actually are a fan, it is harder to come up with a good question sometimes. Or, you know, you do worry about being an idiot. You didn't get no photos with the cast or anything?
No, they were super strict on, like, the photo situation. I was able to sneak a photo of just the cast, but the selfie situation was on. They weren't having it.
They
were moving.
A reason why? Like,
no, it was just super. Well, they had a panel, so they had a schedule to keep, and it was
okay.
Super. Like, the other thing too about these panels, these roundtables, is that when the actors first walk in, there's a whole line of video cameras and picture cameras. It sounds like 1800s. The picture cameras. Of people. So that takes a while. So by the time they actually get to us sitting at the round table, it's like, you know, they have like 3 minutes. We have three questions that we can ask, and then that's it. They're moving. So story, though, about that is that there is this other press junket I don't remember the name of it, but I'll just leave them nameless.
Kotaku.
They have been, they've been in two of my roundtables, and the other press people and the act, like the talent, hate them because they have been hammered in both ones, and they just monopolize the table that they're at. They both ones I've seen. It's two different people from the same outlet. They've been both dressed as Predator, and they come in with drinks in their hand. And when we had, I'm blanking on his name. Cecil plays Cecil on Archer.
I don't know who plays him.
He was SNL alum. Parnell. Thank
Cyril?
You, Chris Parnell. Cyril.
I was like, who the hell is Cecil?
That's his, sorry, that's season 8 spoiler.
Cyril Figgis?
He's changing his name to Cecil.
Okay.
Season 8 spoiler. Chris Parnell, when he got to us, because he was at that table before us, he was visibly annoyed as hell. Like, he was nice. He was cordial with us, but you could tell he was just thrown off his game because the other guy, and
Kotaku.
They were even questioning him.
Uh-huh.
How did you get in here?
I don't know if it's Kotaku or not, but now afterwards I really have to know. Like, you're going to have to tell me because I did not know it was that level of
and it's
treachery
happening
going
two,
on.
Two separate ones.
Two separate
people.
Two separate ones. And we, in some of my stuff for day three, we've talked about going to CCI and explaining you guys need to not let them back because they're terrible people.
Is this one we've heard of?
No, it's a small thing. It's not Kotaku. It's not.
Okay. That makes more
IGN.
Sense.
It's IGN.
It's IGN.
Yeah.
Yep. It's Disney.
A little small, nothing.
It's Nerdist.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of had a brief experience with that. There was we were doing a Man in the High Castle, and there was this guy. He was an older gentleman from one who more focuses on screenplays, and. Like, he had, like, a big camera and, like, a kind of a crew, and he was sitting closest to the talent. So whenever they were, like, ready, set, go, he took over. He was like, hi, this is James Vanderbilt with this website, and what did you think when you first read the script? And then they'd answer, and he'd be like, oh, that's interesting. So when the script came out, and then he did it three times in a row, and finally this other lady who was at our table who was a seasoned vet who was, like, not having it was like, this isn't your interview. He's like, oh, my bad. You know, luckily, that was the end of that little exchange.
Wow.
And then he was on point the whole rest of the thing. But
so I don't get it how they're conducted then, the roundtables.
Roundtables, it's
just
like
everybody,
free
right?
for all.
Yeah.
I've been in some. Last year, I was in some great roundtables where beforehand we all game planned and we said, which ones are we really big fans of? Who's got the good questions? Because sometimes if you don't know, you just want to hang back and kind of grab information. Like last year, I did Cartoon Network. Whenever a regular show popped up, I had all the questions because I was one of the bigger regular show fans at the table. But then when Steven Universe came, I took a total back seat and let the Steven Universe fans take over. So usually, you know, press people have been doing it for a while. They're smart.
Okay.
That other guy probably just got caught in like a moment of...
He's like, I'm going to interview all day, guys.
And
step back.
Everybody who came in, his first question was, so what did you think when you read the script?
Terrible.
Did he really sound like he was on NPR, or is that just your impression?
No, he really did. He was a very old, so what did you think?
Horrible.
His smooth jazz playing where he's interviewing.
The Adam Sessler. Hey,
yeah,
look at Adam Sessler. Wow, we've seen, just sitting here, Adam Sessler walk by. We've seen Stan Lee walk by.
SpongeBob.
And then a litany. Yeah, we saw SpongeBob, Tom Kenny, and a litany of just amazing cosplay.
SpongeBob totally snubbed me. Totally snubbed me.
Did he really?
He didn't even
was
look
it
up.
Really him?
Yeah, it was him. Oh. I could read his badge. It said Tom Kenny, but he was on the phone. He was trying to call somebody, so I understand that.
Now he hates us.
But it's, is that Ewan McGregor?
Is that Conor McGregor? Where?
Right here in the Superman shirt.
I can't see.
Flossing his teeth.
No.
That's not him. It's just some old white guy that looks like him.
You had me really here for a minute, because you never know who you're going to see. Like, I explained it the other day, maybe on Ivy's podcast or something, but, like, take every actor you've ever seen in your life and then just spin a wheel and then...
They're probably here.
They'll just pop up.
Wow.
You love them, you hate them, you respect them, you think they suck. Like, it doesn't matter. They just show up.
Wow.
I wish Cecil would have, like, came over here, though.
What was he going to do? Come over here and... He was walking through here like he had some place to be, definitely.
Yeah, he was. Other thing we did last night, and then we'll cut this one short, was the Sonic 25th anniversary party. I missed like the first half because I was working on a top secret project, but I guess there was some trouble at the door.
Yeah, so as we probably mentioned on the day one recap, Corey and I brought our wives with us. And Corey was tied up, top secret project, and so me and the wives got to the party first. But Corey being on the list, we were not able to just walk in with his wife. Me and my wife were able to get in, but it was no go with his. So we were like, no, we're going to wait for you. We'll wait for Corey. And so we're standing outside. And I look at the back of my badge, and I'm like, oh, there's like a huge announcement coming in like 15 minutes. And the wives are like, go. I was like, thank you. Wow. Right, peace. And I went in. And then they come in about 20 minutes later, and my wife is bragging that she, like, what have you started calling it?
Socially engineering.
Socially engineered a way in for Corey's wife. So we were all there enjoying free drinks and food and then waiting for Corey.
And then the first message I get on Facebook is from my wife. And it's like, is this how you suckers live all the time? Wow. Because usually I've kept the con life and the party life kind of a secret. I'm like, yeah, you know, there's parties every once in a while. And they're okay. Now she gets to see that there's free booze and drinks. Wow. And like there's music at this one. It was a great event. Another nostalgia one because Sonic was basically my first video game. Like, I had regular Mario, you know, on the NES, but I feel like I was too little and they just put a controller in my hand.
Uh-huh.
But the one I actually comprehended and really got into was Sonic. So, again, they showed, like, the highlight package from all the Sonics. And for Sonic, it's like, yay! Oh.
Yeah. It died off.
Oh. Yeah. And people there, they had to be lying. Because, like, when the Sonic werewolf thing pops up and people are... No, that was bad. But they made some major announcements. Sonic Mania is the new one coming out, and they're going completely back to 2D. Like, not just like 2D with 3D animation. They're going back to sprites.
Nice.
Original Sonic recreations, reimagining of all the maps, brand new maps.
Wow.
Sonic Mania seems like if you were a Sonic fan, you're going to like it with three playable characters, Sonic, Tails, Knuckles.
Okay.
Just the
are they designed like that
exactly
last one?
Exactly the same. Nope. They're back to the exact Sonic
okay,
and
so
Knuckles.
It's not the one with the scarf?
No.
Okay, yeah. That was Knuckles that had the scarf, I mean. That was an ugly, terrible, terrible thing where he's all buff and...
Yeah. No, Sonic Boom.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, no, they're back to actually Sonic. What else did they announce, Webb?
I think that was pretty much the only announcement that we were there for. I did talk to a guy. His name's Chuck. And it was so loud in there, I could not hear where he was from. But he said, I caught the spin-off studio from Sega. I want to say it was Mars something, but I could be wrong. Anyway, he is part of the team working on a Sonic movie coming out. He said probably in 2018, 2019. They've already been working on it for 2 years because he said that they want to do it right. There's such a bad reputation for video game movies that they don't want to be another statistic.
It's too late.
And so they said that they're trying to do it right. But it isn't. I do know it's going to be animated.
Okay.
I mean,
that's a first step.
How you would get an actual hedgehog to do those is beyond me.
Have you ever seen the movie Keanu?
Carrots.
There you go. That's how you do
there
it.
There you go. You get a kitten.
You get a kitten, paint them blue.
But we ended up having to bounce out of there. The wives went down the rabbit hole pretty quickly.
Wow.
With the life that we live. So we made a pact. We're not bringing them again.
Wow.
The wives are done coming to these events. We're definitely done taking our wives. But that was our summary of our day two experience from San Diego Comic-Con. Be on the lookouts for episode number 3 and some more special interviews. I did one with Eddie Villanueva. We interviewed Mark Rosewater, one of the creative directors for Magic the Gathering for a very long time. So look forward to that one. If you've already checked out the Stern Pinball in day one, please like, share, all that good stuff. We're going to go ahead and enjoy the rest of day two, and we will see you on day 3. All right. You've just been banged.